setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the show that helps you win at work so that you can win in life. You were created to contribute through your work. That means that all that wondering that you've done, whether it was recent or a long time ago, about what is it that I'm supposed to do with my work life, it comes from a place of purpose. We long to make a difference in the world. We long to make a contribution. And I want to help you see that when we make that unique contribution in our work, our paychecks get bigger. They get to the point where they're enough, right? Because of the purpose that we're experiencing. So money and meaning, income, impact, and then a woman or a man who is on purpose in their work, guess what? They got a great shot at winning in their relationships in life. A man or woman who's fulfilled at work's got a great shot of winning physically, mentally, and emotionally. If you're not winning in life, in relationships, your personal life, it's going to affect your ability to win at work. Vice versa is true. If you're not winning at work, it's going to affect your ability, it's going to limit your ability to win in your personal life. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. We'd love you to jump in. 844-747-2577. You can connect on social media at Ken Coleman on Instagram, The Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. And you can email the show, ask@kencoleman.com. Don't forget, we're live on YouTube every day. You can check us out there, the YouTube channel, The Ken Coleman Show. All right, so over a year ago, a young lady by the name of Janelle Drewis posted a tweet that went viral. And I have since shared it on all of my social media channels. And it's one of the most powerful illustrations of what the mindset needs to be for anyone to actually get to their professional pinnacle and land the dream job. I think a lot of people hear dream job and you just naturally go, Ken, it's too late for me. It takes too long. I can't do it. It's not possible. And Janelle Drewis, along with me, if there were only two people in the world who disagree with that statement, we would be the two. So for those of you who are listening to the program, you could literally Google woman posting picture, or a viral picture of woman in front of Pixar gate. And that'll pull it up. Okay. Janelle Drewis, for those of you listening on and take notes, Drewis, you could search that as well. Fantastic post. Here, I'm going to create the vision for you. And then I want to teach out of this. So she posted in this social media post two pictures side by side. The first one on the left side, as you're looking at it as a viewer, she's standing in front of the Pixar main gate. And underneath that picture, it says in bold letters, one day, and I'm saying it the way that she wrote it, right? One day, I'll work for Pixar. I sure would love to work for Pixar. So she says, one day. And then she posts beside that, the next picture says, day one, the day that she was starting her job at Pixar. Now, what the picture doesn't show, but the caption of the picture revealed, is that it took her just over 10 years. 10 years between the pictures. Fabulous. Is it possible? Janelle would say yes. So what's the mindset of the Janelles, the Ken Colemans, the people you know that have set out to climb a professional pinnacle to get there? What's the mindset? If you're going to go from one day to day one, here are a few things to think about to get your mind ready for the climb. Obviously, first and foremost, you've got to be clear on what that is. She was clear. But once you're clear and get clear, stage one, we can help you with that with my Get Clear Career Assessment. If you have no idea what it is, you can get the book From Paycheck to Purpose that gives you the manual version of that. You get both products together, bundle at KenColeman.com, and actually work through this. But once you're clear on what that pinnacle is, now you've got to prioritize this. It has to be something you prioritize in your life. She takes a picture and says, one day, but then she actually committed to the climb. She committed. And so this is about time and energy. I'm prioritizing as much time, listen to that key phrase, as much time and energy as I can. There are some seasons of life where you can prioritize much more time and energy than others. I get it. I pursued broadcasting with three little ones, running my own business. Started out doing radio on Saturdays. That's all I could do. As much time and energy as you can, you must prioritize it. So that's the commitment. Mentally, emotionally, I'm committing. Now, the second thing you got to do is you can't delay it anymore. Like, once we commit, we must do it. Somebody who commits and waits 6 weeks to do, that's bad. Very rare that that actually works. No, I commit and I do. This is now while we're moving into the process of getting to day one. One day doesn't mean I sit around and dream about it. One day says, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get there. And so you can't delay. You got to commit. And then here's what happens. The mindset goes, I'm gonna get there. I'm making progress. I'm getting closer. A little bit of progress today, a lot of progress yesterday. Whatever it is. And so the mindset here is that I now focus my energy and my time and my eyes on one day. And because I have committed, because I've not delayed, and because of my eyes are constantly focused on that destination, Janelle, can go from one day to day one. I'm here. I'm doing it. Now, I want to call something out. When I shared that there was a 10-year journey between that those two pictures, some of you, I'm not picking on you, but let's just call it out. This isn't to make you a bad person. It tells me where you are. But some of you literally had the thought, well, good grief, 10 years, there's no way. It's ridiculous. I'm 45, Ken. I'm 52. I don't have 10 years. Who said your journey's 10 years? We don't know what happened, by the way. The picture doesn't reveal how many delays, stops, starts, detours happened on her journey. We just know that it was 10 years from the time she took the two pictures. So please don't just fall into that easy excuse, oh, it's too long, I don't have the time. That's bull crap. You have plenty of time. And first of all, you don't know how long your journey's going to be. Everybody's journey's different. Everybody's timeline is different. Life happens along the way. That's why it's a journey. It's not, oh, I decide to do this, and then next day I step into it. So don't accept that. Secondly, I want to tease later in the program. I'm going to share a job tip. We're doing our job tip of the day, and I'm going to do a job tip that really comes in. That it's a direct question from a listener, and it addresses this issue as well. So you don't want to miss that. All the goodness is just beginning. But I love this story. If Janelle can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multimillionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. tirelessly committed to helping you win at work so you can win in life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Think of me, if you're new to this program, as your counselor, coach, and cheerleader. It's like a three-billed hat, and I spin it around every time I talk to somebody. This is your show. It is about you winning. You need to make more money this year. You need to get some clarity on future direction. You need to be pumped back up because you've been deflated. You're discouraged. You're depressed. Got crazy anxiety about the future. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, I promise you, I've been there. You can change your name, change your location. I want you to feel safe, to be vulnerable, because we want to help you break through and move up. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 at Ken Coleman on Instagram, the Ken Coleman Show on Facebook, ask@kencoleman.com, the email address. Mike joins us in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm living the dream, Mike. How can I help you?
Good. I want to thank you, and I'm also coming to you for a little bit of advice. Shortly before Christmas, you actually started off one of your podcasts with points on why you should stay at your job. Mm. And among those points, two of them really resonated with me. One, it was, you kind of just need to figure out what you want to do. And also another one was, you know, the paycheck really isn't going to be worth it after 6 months or so, when you use the Band-Aid analogy. And I really appreciated that, because that was helpful for me, because at the same time, I was offered a job. I was pursued by a company on LinkedIn and kept on not really having the best feeling about it. And they kept on throwing more money at me, and really it would have been for a bigger paycheck. And so turned down the job, and kind of right now looking forward of how do you move forward from that. I was in communication with this company for a while. It took a decent amount of time. And the more that I researched it, the more I realized that it was pretty much the same job that I'm doing now. It would have been 100% remote, which I knew myself, and I wouldn't have really thrived in that environment. I'm more of a people person. And two, it has actually been a little bit less in terms of responsibilities and assignments of what I'm doing currently. And so it really just would have been for a bigger paycheck and for kind of a break of a little bit of the toxic culture that I'm in right now. So I do know that I need to move on from my current role. And I do know that, you know, my time here in my current job is probably a great stepping stone, but not that 100% landing spot of where I want to be in my sweet spot.
Do you know what it is you want to do?
Yeah.
So what's your question? You started it out like you were saying, well, Ken, how do I move on? But I don't think that's the heart of your question. What are you really needing my advice on?
So sorry for the confusion.
No, I'm not confused. You're confused.
Yeah.
And I'm helping you go,
yes,
wait a second. What is it that I really want Ken to help me with? What are you struggling with? There's a blocker in your head.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. For one, I'm dealing with a little bit of remorse of, man, did I make the right choice in terms of moving forward? And two, how do you kind of restart that job search and that push when you've invested both emotionally and physically time of mulling through an opportunity, thinking it over, and then deciding against it and kind of feeling a little bit burned out and be like, okay, here we go again.
Okay. So you've partially answered your own question, because you spent about, let's see, we've been on the line together for 3 minutes. You spent almost 2.5 minutes getting to the point where you said, I turned it down because it was basically the same job I'm doing now. It was just a paycheck. And I know that the paycheck high would have worn off, and I'd still be doing what I'm doing now, and that's not what I want to do. So you already answered the question. So how do I know if it was the right thing? You already know it's the right thing. It was the right thing to turn it down. You already know that. Stop thinking about it. Stop questioning it. Stop like second guessing yourself.
I do that a lot.
I know. It's okay. Welcome to the human race. But you just have to stop. And the best way to stop looking back is to look forward.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
You got to look forward about where you want to be. Now, I think what's really going on is you're making an excuse. I could be wrong. I don't mind being wrong. So tell me if I'm wrong. I know what you call a Ken Coleman show and go, well, you know, it's Ken's show and he said this. I kind of got, no, if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me I'm wrong. But I think I'm burned out from the job search. It was so hard. It took so long. I think that's a bunch of crap.
Okay.
I think you're scared to put yourself out there. That's what I think.
Yeah, I've had so I think you're right, and I've actually been pushing myself to pursue some coffee meets with people that
are cool
that I want to get into.
Fantastic. Put yourself out there.
I currently work in medical vertical doing marketing and public relations.
What do you want to do?
I want to do the same thing, but in athletics. I would love to get into the athletics realm, and I have some connections out here in Los Angeles that I even had an opportunity to work alongside with a few weeks ago, and do some quick, day long, side jobs with them.
That's great.
And so I'm really excited for that. But
what?
Is the thing that I'm struggling with is, how do you move on from that? Man, that was a safe bet, and there's a lot of unknowns in kind of this new search.
Unknowns. What is unknown? You have to make a list. I don't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know this. And I don't know this.
Sure.
And so what do we do when we don't know this, don't know this, and don't know this? What do we do?
You connect. You get to know people. You get to learn more about the skill and get clarity.
And congratulations. I've been tough on you. But the reality is that you've actually done some good things by shadowing and making connections. See, here's the difference. In your search, this isn't a search for what do I want to do. You know what you want to do, and you're already doing it. You're just changing lanes.
Mm.
You're not going onto a different highway.
Mm.
You're not on I-65 and then heading over to I-40. You're staying on I-65. You're just going to move over a lane. You're going to get into sports. You're doing the same kind of thing, which means you're probably already qualified, and it's all about stage three. Get connected. You're clear. You're qualified, I think. And it's all about getting connected. And here's the good news. You've just started. But you're still doubting yourself, and you're so scared of the unknown that you're creating possibilities that are not real. The possibility is it's going to take forever. It's going to be just as long as the last job search. And I'm not going to be able to get in forever. And I'm not going to be able to get what I want. Am I sounding about right, what your brain's been telling you? Okay, but
100%.
But listen, that's garbage.
Yeah.
It's a lie from the pit of hell. But the reason that you're thinking those thoughts is because you're not getting answers to your unknowns.
Mm.
Really quick, we got about 30, 45 seconds together. I want you to tell me one of your specific unknowns. Tell me right now.
I think it's being able to provide for my family. I've got a wife and I've got
a kid. Okay, great. All right, how much money do you make right now?
$70,000.
Okay, so your unknown is, can I make $70,000 or more in the sports industry doing the exact same thing I'm doing now? Am I right? That's the unknown, the specific unknown.
Correct.
Can you not get the answer to that before bedtime tonight?
Just, I think I can figure it out.
Come on, bro. Basic research.
Yeah.
Are there positions that are very similar to what I do now in the sports lane that pay $70,000 or more? Check the box.
I think that's right. Yep.
All right, then. So that's all we have to do. All you do is finish out the exercise. I just put you on the spot. You have one unknown you got to go get an answer to. How much money can I make doing what I do now in the sports industry? There's one of your unknowns. You don't have to tell me the rest. We got to go. I've already done all the work for you. Stop thinking and start digging.
Thanks.
There's your advice. Hey, listen. The unknown is terribly hairy and scary. I get it. But you're an answer or two or three away from not being so freaking scared. Go get some answers. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I had to pause for a second, folks. File this under information you didn't need to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Moments before I came back from break, out of nowhere, violent sneeze in the studio. But rest assured, I'm healthy, and no one is in the studio. The team is back behind the glass. They are protected. We will Lysol the entire room before I leave. Wow. See, these are things that most people don't have to worry about. Like, if you're in a meeting, you know, you're in a movie, and you sneeze, you know what I mean? It's like, you do get the look, though. Like, now it's like, oh, great, you've infected everyone. You're a super spreader. Okay, I get that. But, like, if you sneeze in a meeting at work, besides all the guilt that comes with that and how people think about it, nobody cares. If I sneeze while we're live on the air, it's a thing. I just wanted to point out that you think that I have this plush, lush job in a studio, and my struggles are just as real as yours. Nah, I kid. Let's see. What are we doing here? Oh! You hear the paper shifting back and forth. I saw the story, and I said, guys, we got to share this on the show in the news. Headline from CNN, every DoorDash employee from engineers to the CEO will make deliveries. The story is at least once a month, every DoorDash employee will make a delivery. The spokesperson for DoorDash issued a statement on this. As the company grew, the founders wanted everyone to experience different parts of the product so we could get closer to our audience and understand how the product works. If you don't know what DoorDash is, they deliver, you know, food, all kinds of things. Groceries. Honestly, I don't know what all they deliver, but I know it's food and groceries, maybe meals, all those kind of things. I mean, this is a new thing. Incidentally, before I go further, I would like to point out to our audience that I'm a little excited about this new movement of things being delivered to your house. For quite some time, if you've paid attention to the news, you have heard that Amazon has been testing, at least for a couple of years, getting FAA approval to deliver packages via drones. Flying drones. And I must add, as a man who's 47 years old, a child of the 80s, when I first heard this, I was like, Back to the Future was all over this. They were on top of this. So anyway, it was announced right before the holidays. We get an email from our community manager in my neighborhood here in Franklin, Tennessee, suburb of Nashville, that our neighborhood has been approved for drone deliveries. And can I tell you something, folks? I was giddy. I read the email and I called Stacy. Couldn't wait till she got home. Hey, babe, our neighborhood has been approved for drone deliveries from Amazon. And I've slept since then, so I've since forgotten when it starts to happen. I want to say it's the spring. But I promise you, the minute that they approve this and it starts happening, they've already approved it. Guys, I'm ordering stuff from Amazon at least 3 or 4 days in a row. Even if it's like one eraser, like, I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on it. But I want to sit on my front porch with a glass of water or tea or, well, maybe something a little stronger, and watch for the drone to float over to my front porch and hand me my pencils. I'm very excited about this. This is the new thing. Like, 10 years from now, nobody's going to go anywhere and get anything. All right. Back to DoorDash. The statement continues, and I think this is so fantastic. I applaud DoorDash as loudly as I can applaud. By engaging as a Dasher, this is a person who's actually doing the delivery and getting out there, supporting a merchant, shadowing a customer experience agent, employees are going to learn firsthand how our technology products, or how the technology build and empower local economies, which in turn helps us build a better product. Now, I read this and I said, I slow clapped, I stood up, I love it. I absolutely love it. And here's why. This is a great leadership principle. Every company, I don't care if you've got a company of five or a company of 50, 500, 5,000. On some level, every employee at some point in the 12-month year, if it's just one time, but they ought to experience a direct interaction with the customer. Whatever your product or service is, whether they're the janitor, the COO, a programmer, an accountant, they need to see the person on the other end of the product or service that your company offers. There's a level of intimacy there is what happens. They see it, feel it, smell it. And they see, if they're not customer facing, obviously, they see how their role, the work they do day in, day out, they see the result directly. Now, what they do is an indirect contribution. They understand that. But when they see the actual direct interaction with the product or service that they have a part in, it does one of two things, and this is why this is so important. Okay? It either turns a light bulb on for them and they get a little juice, whatever that's like for their personality type, you know, it's going to range, right? But they're going to get some juice, a little bit of excitement to go, hey, I see the impact I'm making. Or it's going to be like my teenagers. When I come up with some idea at home or I say something, I get excited about it, they're like, okay, whatever, Dad. And if we see a whatever, an attitude of whatever, it's a red flag. Maybe a yellow flag, maybe not a red flag. Maybe I'll pull the red flag back for a moment. It's a yellow flag. It's absolutely a yellow flag. So leaders, you ought to be doing this. Because the yellow flags need to be addressed. Because it's a J-O-B. It's not passion. It's not mission. It's a J-O-B. And for the person who gets the juice, you have just really contributed to their individual and the overall engagement of the entire team. Great stuff. Way to go, DoorDash. Okay, I want to shift gears to a email we got. Is that what I'm doing now? I'm doing the email. Oh, I'm going to get into it. Sometimes, folks, I have to ask Alex what I'm doing because I get a little distracted during the break. But we got time. I'm going to hit this really quick. So Natasha emailed in to ask@kencolman.com and said, hey, Ken, my Bible study friend told me about your show after I told the entire group how dissatisfied I was at work. I was great at my job. I had gotten several promotions, but I was bored. And on top of being bored, I was overworked. I was doing the job of multiple people and I was burned out. So I started listening to your show on the recommendation as I walked my dog in the morning. Through the show, I was able to pinpoint what made me happy and what purposeful work looked like for me. Once I figured that out, I used your resume guide, which by the way, folks, is free at kencolman.com. I retooled my resume. I used your How to Win the Interview guide. It helped me think through questions that I would ask and how I would formulate my interview process. And I started looking for jobs that fit me. I literally got so many interview requests that it was unbelievable. I've never had so many interview requests in my life. I also had several job offers, which is, of course, super amazing. I've never had so many job offers in my life. Now, I want to just point something out very quickly. My strategies work when the job market's not hot. They really work when it's hot, and it's hot right now. People are looking for talent, so I don't want to take credit for all of that. She's talented, and companies are looking for people like her. She had good tools, and she got all kinds of offers. All right, fast forward. She goes on to say, it's been a little over 2 months now at my new job, and I'm so happy. The days go by so quickly, and I absolutely love what I'm doing. The organization really cares about me, the employees, and preventing worker burnout. Oh, that's why we do what we do. And I read that not to talk about the show and brag about the show, but to say Natasha did it and you could do it too. What are you waiting on? The time is now. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping pull you out of the ditch of doubt. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're doubting, can I just tell you something? It's good news. Good sign. Good sign. You know, I've never said it that way before, but I'm just going to remind you, somebody needs to hear that. If you're doubting, it's a good sign because it means you're dreaming. But if you're not doubting, uh-oh, you better take stock of your life because you ain't dreaming, you ain't doing nothing. Video games don't count. 844-747-2577 is the number to join in. Joshua now joins us on the line in Chicago area. Joshua, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet. What's going on?
So I've been stuck in the same career field now for quite a few years. It's the loss prevention career field, and it has really nothing to do with any passions of mine. And so I took your Get Clarity assessment, and it pretty much validated everything that I already knew. I just want some help or advice, if you can, on where I should focus in on as far as the career space.
Great. So you've got your assessment. You pretty much validated who you are, which is great. It was, for some people, it's an eye opener. It's a light bulb. For others like you, it is confirmation and kind of a hug, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. For you, the guy who gets confirmation and the hug, that also tells me you've got some ideas. You have some you know, some people go, kid, I took the assessment. Now I'm having a hard time coming up with ideas, which is not true. They're just dealing with doubt and fear and they're overthinking it. My guess is you have some ideas of what you'd like to do. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, correct. Then. So give me the top two or three because I don't want to go down the list to seven. A, we don't have time, and B, it's unnecessary because there's going to be a pattern.
Top two, I would say something with working with disadvantaged youth, or the main one that I've been really trying to work my head around is counseling. I really just enjoy helping people. Top talents were connection, compassion, and discernment. And I just feel like I could really, really do something great in the counseling field or something like that.
Yeah, I love it. What's idea number two?
Idea number two is just working at some kind of at-risk youth center or maybe like an alternative school type of position. Just being there for people that, you know, are struggling, especially the younger people, because I myself have struggled in certain situations when I was younger, and I just know I could be a help to these people.
I love it. Was your top missional result influence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's great about both of those ideas is you can throw a hula hoop around them.
Okay.
So there's the confirmation you're looking for. Both of those ideas are absolutely in your sweet spot. Because if you read your purpose statement and then you look at those things, does it match up to you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you're just looking for me to go, yeah, man. So here's the difference in those two ideas, and you can't get hung up on them. And okay. So this is what I love. I'm so glad you called, because a lot of people could get hung up on, no, wait a second, one of these is counseling, which means schooling. And that's time and money. And that's, you know, it's a very clear type of role. The other one is a little bit nebulous, and it's okay in that if I was going to pick a term for it, I would use the word guide.
Yeah.
Right? I could also probably throw coach in there. Because one is a technical job. In that you got to have the schooling and it's a very precise kind of thing. The other one is if I'm working in a home and I'm guiding and I'm coming up with programs and I'm mentoring kids, I kind of wear two or three different hats during the day, but I love it. But ultimately, you're that guide, you're that coach. So one is more technical than the other, but you could throw a hula hoop around them. You see that?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
So as you look down the list of your other ideas, I think it comes back to, very simply put, what do I want to spend most of my day doing? Do I want the precise, clinical, kind of locked-in nature of counseling? Or do I like a little bit more of an organic, you know what I'm saying? Am I describing that well for you?
Yeah, you definitely are, yeah. It's
but they're all the same thing. They're all the same thing as it relates to the people you want to help and the problem you want to solve. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Keep your focus on the kids you want to help, the challenges you want to help them with, and then see all the different ways to do that, and your heart's going to select the one that's the winner. Appreciate you, man. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, folks. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's where you win at work and in life. We're going to coach you up. We'll counsel if we need to. We're going to cheer you on if that's what you need. We're going to give you practical tips. We're going to give you some hope. We're going to give you the juice. What do you need? It's free. Phone call is free. The show is free. My goodness. So excited that you're speaking of free stuff. Because you know what I like about what we do here at Ramsey Solutions? We charge you for some things. We give away a lot of stuff. And one of the things that we're giving away on the Ken Coleman Show is a recommendation for a free resource that happens to be the number one hiring site in the United States. ZipRecruiter. They're number one. Their technology is unbelievable. Matching profiles to positions. And it's free. Because the companies that are looking for you, the talent, are paying ZipRecruiter. So it's a great service for you, the people. So they came to me because they go, hey, Ken's got a bunch of people who want to move. They want to make progress. So this is a hot job market. Now's the time. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken is the website. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. And it takes just a few minutes to fill out the profile and then sit back and watch them pitch you, promote you. Now, you need to keep doing your thing too. But it is easy, easy, easy. They give you updates every time a company looks at your profile, every time a company likes your profile, and they let the company contact you directly. So it's great. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's free. Go do it. All right. January. It is the job month. I mean, more people get hired on in January than any other month of the year. So we're doing a job tip of the day. All right. Dave Coletta writes in on Facebook. Hey, Ken, I got an offer from a company and they offer unlimited paid time off. I do not have any experience with a company doing that, and I feel it's more of a gimmick than anything else. What does that mean? Should I take that as a true benefit? I love this, Dave. Dave's old school. But hey, listen, Dave, companies are doing this. They're offering this more and more and more. So number one, don't be, you know, cynical. Go back to them and go, hey, to my leader, the leader that you would work for, go, hey, or HR, go, hey, how's this actually work? I'm not going to abuse this. It's so outside the norm for me. I want to use it. I want to take advantage of it, but in a good way, but I don't want to take too much. So what does that actually look like in my role? Get some clarity on that. Okay. That's all you got to do. And then of course you should take the benefit. It's a good thing. Don't be afraid of it. I love the question. There's the job tip of the day. Thank you, Dave, for writing in. Unlimited paid time off. Here's what's really going on here. Sometimes I like to pivot in the show and I want to talk to leaders because we have leaders that listen to the show. If you're going to offer something like that, you got to clarify what unlimited means and looks like because it's actually not unlimited. Do you know what I mean? Like we use words like that and we as leaders, sometimes we don't think about the impact of words. Okay. So communicate what that actually looks like. And I think that'll take care of a lot of headaches. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts, one of the great cities in this wonderful country. Marcia joins us there. Marcia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to talk to you. I need this moment with you.
Well, great. I'm excited to talk to you. What's going on?
Yes. A lot is going on. So I left a very toxic work culture. And I landed an executive level position that I've been training my whole life for.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Giant promotion, lots of responsibility, autonomy, ability to make decisions. This is like, do I need to go any further? It's amazing. However, I am in my way. Here's how I'm in my way. I have dealt with and overcome imposter syndrome, total anxiety about whether or not they made a mistake hiring me, self-doubt, using things like, oh, I don't know about the work-life balance, maybe I shouldn't do this, looking for back doors to backpedal, And then, you know, concerned about working too hard. I also have been dealing with survivor's guilt, having left my old coworkers in that sort of very unhealthy, toxic environment. And, you know, what I need help with is being confident, stepping into my role and closing my back doors. And I need something in my head to say, embrace this, you've earned this, you can do this. And I know I can vocalize to you what I need to do, what my mind needs to think, but my heart is just really torn. This is a whole bit of the, you know, blue collar roots, white collar dreams syndrome. You know, first person in the family to go to college, no other executive examples of coming out of my family. Lots of good examples all around me. But so I'm navigating this for the first time and I'm here. And now what?
Okay.
So this is where I don't want to blow it. I don't want to get in my own way.
Well, first of all, you're not going to blow it. And I want you to say that right now. I'm not going to blow it.
I'm not going to blow it.
I mean, Marcia, wouldn't you have to do some pretty boneheaded, stupid things to blow this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marcia, what are the chances that you, having worked your whole life for this, crushed it? You earned it, Marcia. What are the chances you're going to do something really boneheaded and stupid and blow this? Out of 100, what are the chances? Percentage. What is it?
They're pretty low. They're pretty low. When I hear you say that, I go, okay, well, yeah, that's it's highly unlikely.
Okay, thank you. But you didn't answer my question. I am now coaching, and you are on the Ken Coleman Show, so you must answer my questions. Don't give me any more of this doubting garbage, the insecure lack of confidence Marcia. That's not the real Marcia. That's old.
Yeah.
That's old Marcia. Marcia, what is the percentage chance that you are going to do something boneheaded and blow this?
It's got to be zero.
It's zero. Thank you. No more talking. Nope. Done. Zero. We are moving on. Next question. Are you a fraud? Are you a fraudulent person in any area of your life? Are you fraudulent?
No, I'm as honest as they come, Ken. I'm honest.
Fantastic. Great news. You cannot have imposter syndrome because you are not a fraud. The word imposter is essentially a legal description of someone who is fraudulent, who is faking an identity. That's not who you are. And you sure as heck don't have the disease of doubt. You're a human. Doubt is always going to be there. And in fact, let me encourage you further. For a man or a woman who is on purpose in their life, they are moving forward. It is a sign that you're moving forward when you experience doubt. You ever met a bored, lazy person who's got a bunch of doubt?
Never.
You're
Why? Making me laugh. Never.
What? Because bored, lazy, shiftless losers have no doubt about anything. They know I'm going to play video games all day today. I'm not getting up. I know what time I'm getting up. I'm sleeping until 12. Like, bored losers don't doubt. But doers, people who believe in something bigger than themselves, they have to confront doubt every day. True or false?
True. Right. Absolutely
Thank
true.
You.
Unequivocally.
Thank you. So you're not an imposter. And you don't have a disease. You're dealing with some doubt. Now, I'm going to go one other level further. I think at the core of all of this doubt, let me say this. You have some normal doubt, but I think you have some abnormal doubt. And I think it's coming from a bit of, I don't know if it's shame, embarrassment, but your family, you mentioned, you know, like I'm the only person that went to this and did this. And you think that you don't belong because of what you come from. And I think you need to get over your past. You need to put your shoulders back. That's what I think. I think your shoulders are shrugged. I think you think because of your background and the people in your life that you've got a little bit of shame on you. That's what I think.
Yeah. You nailed it. You absolutely, unequivocally nailed it right there. I'm
guess what?
In my luggage. I'm bringing it
but
in
that's
with me.
Their life. Those are their decisions. Just because you were born into it and raised in it doesn't mean it's your decision. In fact, Marcia, you represent a whole new future. Why don't you freaking start looking forward and stop turning your head around and looking back at your past?
I need to do that. You are, again, absolutely right.
All right, so look forward. Look forward. Keep your eyes forward and all this doubt about all this shame and all this is going to dissipate. And then know as a doer that doubt's going to be after something you overcome. Hey, I got to get out of here. You matter, Marcia. You have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.